I'm Phil C.
And I'm Lynn.
And together,
we're Roman Oz.
Real interviews.
With real people.
On location.
With a great mix of Aussie music.
As requested by the people we interview.
Follow us on Facebook.
Or check us out, romanoz.com.au.
So, Phil, what's on the show this week?
Well, Lynn, we're in Trangie today.
Yes.
And we are... Yes, go on.
Yeah, no, where's Trangie?
Well, Trangie, oh, goodness me. It's a town on the Mitchell Highway, I can tell you that much.
Ah, yes. And it's 485 kilometres northwest of Sydney. And if you're wanting to get there, it's also 76 kilometres from Dubbo and 38 kilometres from Narromine.
Very specific with those figures, Lynn.
Yes,
goodness,
I know. And it's
me.
Got a population of less than 1,200 people.
Yeah, it's only a small town, but I've got to tell you, it's a fabulous town.
Yes, and we had a great coffee there too.
We did. We had a fabulous coffee and we also had a great day at the Trangie Truck and Tractor Festival.
Yes, that was quite interesting.
It was very interesting. And you know what? We actually didn't think it was going to go ahead, did
no,
we?
No, but I wish I had a packed my gum boots.
The weather out there, people, was absolutely atrocious.
Yes.
And you're right. Now we went to the showground because I was wanting to see a tractor pull. Another tractor.
It wasn't on.
It didn't happen. And of course you didn't have your gum boots, so that was pretty tragic as well. But anyway, you're gonna find out all about that one. And after
who are we speaking to?
We're speaking to the president of the festival, Rob McCutcheon.
Right, okay.
Okay, great guy. Very informative, very lovely fellow. And, we've also got some other people that we're talking to, but we're going to keep those till next week.
Okay.
Okay. And now, apart from that, we're also going to be talking to Jeff Dioth, our regular checkweight.
Yeah.
And he's talking to us about why asking vague questions on Facebook is just plain dumb.
Okay, so.
Yep, and that quote unquote. I said, what are we going to talk about next week, Jeff? And he said, why asking vague questions on Facebook is just plain dumb. We had a bit of fun with him.
Okay.
But you can understand what he means, can't you? Because you do a lot of Facebooking.
Yes, and I do read some questions and I think, why ask that question?
Why ask a silly question? And he talks about vague questions. So a vague question is like, I want to buy a 30-foot caravan, a Jayco Silverline. Can I pull that with a BT50? And it's like, well, hang on. How much does this caravan weigh? Like you need to be
take into some consideration all the weights and everything.
You have to be more specific when you're asking your questions. Like I'm intending to buy this caravan. It's this long and this is its tare weight. This is its gross vehicle mass. Would I be okay pulling it with a BT50? And give the question, give the information, because when it's vague,
people don't know what to reply,
and you get vague answers.
Yes.
People will say, we'll pull that with a BT50, not a problem. Well, you know, not if you've got two sets of golf clubs and 15 fishing rods and
three kids
and two bottles of two cases of wine and three cases of beer in the tunnel boot. And so you've got to be more specific with your questions. Now, after that, we're going to be chatting with Jamie from the Nindengully Pub.
Yes, what a great pub that is.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Built back in 1864.
Yep.
Amazing. And it's a great place to camp too. You can free camp there.
Yeah, absolutely. You can free camp. There's some fantastic facilities too, you know. They've got water views, especially when it's raining.
Oh, yes. We were very lucky to get out of there the next day.
You're not wrong. But they've also got shower and toilets.
Yes,
and it's all free. They just really like you to patronise the hotel.
Oh, and boy, did we.
Did we what? Now, we ordered a small meal, didn't we, Lynn?
We did. We ordered a steak sandwich.
Yes.
That could be shared between three people.
Yeah. Well, they say it's a two-person meal, but I've got to tell you, it had three eggs on it and half a kilo of bacon, and it was absolutely huge.
It was.
But, you know, the thing is, what attracted me to that particular pub was I wanted to have a crack at their at their road train burger.
Yes.
Now, the road train burger is 1.2 kilograms of meat.
Yeah, that's heart attack material.
It's heart attack material. It's meant to feed anybody from four to six people. But you know what? You got to fork out a healthy $80 if you want to give it a crack. But let's be honest, this is the burger that could realistically feed four people easily,
yeah.
easily. So it's actually quite economical.
Yep.
For $80, you'll get a staggering, let me tell you what's on it, a staggering 1.2 kilograms of meat patty, a 1 kilogram bun, one entire lettuce.
Wow. That's the price of a lettuce today.
It goes on. Three large beetroots, a whole tin of pineapple slices, six tomatoes,
wow.
400 grams of cheese, and to top it all off, 1 kilogram of potato wedges.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's definitely to share, not on your own.
Yeah, now apparently nobody has actually been able to eat this single-handed. Back in the day, they used to challenge people. If you could eat it single-handedly, they'd give you a 5 kilogram, a 5 litre keg of beer.
Oh, okay.
Okay, they don't do that anymore.
No.
Well, nobody's ever been able to do it. So they just give you I did speak with Jamie, the chef there, and he said, look, we'll just give them a little souvenir pack if they're able to do it. You know, a stubby cooler and a few other bits and pieces. But nobody's ever been able to do it. So it is a fabulous pub to visit. It's very iconic. It's the oldest licensed hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got some great facilities there. It's pet friendly and free camping. So if you're in that area, anywhere near the Nindengully pub, guys, you got to drop in.
Most certainly do.
Absolutely. Apart from all of these interesting topics, we've also got a great selection of music
as requested by the people we interview.
So what do you reckon, Lynn? On with the show. Well, before we get underway with the interviews, if you'd like to call them interviews, I prefer to call them chats. We are starting with the Trangie Truck and Tractor Festival. So before we get underway with that one with Rob McCutcheon, I'm going to play a couple of songs that I think are very, very appropriate for the Truck and Tractor Festival, okay? There are a couple of songs by Nev Nichols. Now, Nev Nichols is an Australian singer, songwriter and performer. He was born in September 16th, 1930, at Millthorpe, New South Wales. Now, a national two-hour weekly radio show, the Nev Nichols Road Show, had a successful run on more than 90 radio stations throughout Australia from 1978 to 1988. Okay, now the songs that I've decided to put up for you, the first one is called Rigs and Road, and the next one is Trucker's Paradise. And straight after this, listeners, we are going to have the chat with Rob McCutcheon from the Trangie Truck and Tractor Festival.
I've driven all the rigs and I've travelled all the roads. I ate at every roadhouse, carried every kind of load. I drank in bars from coast to coast, met women of all kinds, and left them half a lifetime and a million miles behind. I've driven Kenny's, Macs and Volvos, a Mercedes and a man, an international Transtar and a Bedford panel van. I'm a Rio and a Louisville, a leader and a Daihatsu, a Chevy and an Atkinson, white Scania and an Isuzu, Datsun and a Fiat, Toyota and Leyland. I've driven every kind of rig that I could get to hand. The transportation's in my blood, and at the very start, before I held the license, I drove a horse and cart. I've driven all the rigs and I've traveled all the roads. I ate at every roadhouse, carried every kind of load. I drank in bars from coast to coast, met women of all kinds, and left them half a lifetime and a million miles behind. I traveled the air highway, the barrier and the Jukes, the Flinders and New England, the Dawson and the Bruce, the Warrego and Mitchell, the Murray Valley and the Sturt. I drove along the Capricorn when it was made of dirt, the New Old Goulburn and Pacific, Marwin, Gwydir and the Hume, the Calder and the Stewart, Northwest Coastal up to Broome. I remember many years ago I drove the Birdsville track, and I guess when life is over I'll drive the hill and back. Cause I've driven all the rigs and I've traveled all the roads. I ate at every roadhouse, carried every kind of load. I drank in bars from coast to coast, met women of all kinds, and left them half a lifetime and a million miles behind. Ran over dogs and cats and pigs and rats and an old man kangaroo, rabbits, hares and possums and one poor old emu, sheep and goats and a lot lot of snakes and a purebred Jersey cow. I even down to Buffalo, though the Lord alone knows how. I cross rivers, deserts, mountains in heat and flooding rain. And if I'm given half the chance, I'll do it all again. I see roads and slipping loads keep a man right on his toes. And as long as I am able, I'll just keep on the go. Cause I've driven all the rigs and I've traveled all the roads. I ate at every roadhouse, carried every kind of load. I drank in bars from coast to coast, met women of all kinds. And I left them half a lifetime and a million miles behind. A place called Trucker's Paradise, just south of Jamboree. And the drivers all stop in there for a laugh and a cup or two. There's a woman waiting tables, and I'll tell you boys, she's nice. They call her the fallen angel of Trucker's Paradise. She knows about the roads and the overloads, filling out a phony log, and a story about the time the tire caught fire and burned up a truckload of hogs. If coffee goes up to $1 a cup, I suppose we'll pay the price just to be with the fallen angel of Trucker's Paradise. No need to ask her what her name is, she won't say. She's better off than most of us in tips and take-home pay. She used to be Miss Gundy Guy, almost Miss New South Wales. Then a big TV producer led her astray. It turned out he was married, and her heart turned cold as ice. And that's why they call her the fallen angel of Trucker's Paradise. Need to ask her what her name is, she won't say. But she's better off than most of us in tips and take-home pay. She used to be Miss Gundy Guy, almost Miss New South Wales. Then a big TV producer led her astray. It turned out he was married, and her heart turned cold as ice. And that's why they call her the fallen angel of Trucker's Paradise. And that's why they call her the fallen angel of Trucker's Paradise.
Hello listeners, Phil C here, and this is Raymond Oz, and we're in the town of Trangie today at the Truck and Tractor Festival talking with Mr. Rob McCutcheon. How are you going today, Rob?
Well, we're very wet. We're having a fabulous day in Trangie. We've probably doubled the size of our population already this morning in the pouring rain.
Yes.
So we're all very excited.
Now, I understand the festival's been running since 2019, and 2019, fabulous, fabulous kickoff to the festival. You had 2,500, 3,000 people rock into town.
Yep, we sure did.
Which was fabulous. And then, of course, we had COVID, which has kind of knocked it on the head. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, we got a few old tractor collectors and truck collectors around town, car collectors, and we got together in about 2017 and decided to run something, bearing in mind that 2017 was the middle of a rip-roaring drought in our patch.
Yep.
And everyone was sort of looking for a bit of an out, a bit of a get-together to share a few stories and and get over the pain of the drought. So we formed a committee under our chairman, Toby Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
A great old collector himself, and we got a mixed representation of people from around our town and out of town that got our first show going in 2019.
Right.
It blew us out of the water. We were thinking we might have got 1,000 people, and we had upwards to 3,000. All our little schools all made a few bob doing the drinks and the barbecues and It turned into an absolutely magnificent event.
Yep.
So then we had a lot of these truck drivers that had old truck collectors and new trucks. It's not just limited to old trucks. Who wanted us to make it a regular event.
Yep.
And they've encouraged us to try and establish a hall of fame for trucks and tractors.
Right.
The same on the same basis as the one in Alice Springs.
Okay.
The Alice Springs one is a great spot, as a great museum. However, it's a long way to go.
It is indeed.
And
yep.
And so a lot of these truckies, they said, look, if you set something up in Tringy, it's only a day trip for us from just about anywhere on the East Coast, and we'll support you. Fabulous. Well, that's what they've done today. We've had upwards of 70 to 90 mils of rain since Thursday.
Yes.
And we've had to shuffle the events around, and we're lining all the cars and trucks up in the main street to keep them off the mud.
Yep.
The main street's just awash with people today, and everyone's pretty excited to see all these trucks in town.
Look, fabulous that it was said rain, hail or shine, because you missed out on 21, 22, because of, 20 yep. and 21, 21 because of COVID.
Yep.
And obviously you didn't want to miss out again, so it was said rain, hail or shine. Now, did you yourself, Rob, think, gosh, you just mentioned the rainfall. Did you think, oh, crikey, it's not another year we're going to miss out?
We did. We had a committee meeting on Thursday morning.
Yep.
And to look at our options, and everyone said cancelling is not an option.
Not an option, no.
So we wandered around town and tried to come up with a solution. People go to a lot of effort to prepare for these shows,
of
you
course,
know.
Of course, yes.
They're pretty proud of what they've done, their old trucks and their new trucks. They're mighty proud of them.
Yep.
And there's been so many events cancelled over the last couple of years with COVID. As farmers, of course, you know, the rain's welcome.
Yes, definitely.
But it would have been welcome on Monday, the same. And so they've all turned up.
They
like
have.
We were extremely worried, and after we made that decision to go ahead,
mm-hmm.
That, you know, we mightn't get a crowd.
Yep.
But the crowd up the main street now in Tringy absolutely blows the whole committee away.
Absolutely.
And we're really grateful for these people that have come to support our little community.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a wonderful committee, and a committee that makes things happen. And that's why we took the attitude of rain, hail or shine. We're going on.
We're going on.
And it was raining until 10 o'clock.
It was. Well, we came down from Narromine to be here, and it was bucketing down. And I thought, this can't go ahead.
Yeah.
It can't go ahead. But I was adamant. I spoke with you yesterday. I was adamant we're going to get here. We're going to see what we see. And you're right. The whole street, we just had a look. There's a wash of people everywhere. There's trucks everywhere. You got a copper patrolling up and down, so I hope he does the right thing. I hope he doesn't pick any
would.
Of you guys.
We're pretty well supported by all of our local community, and
yep.
and we rely on them. So that I'm pretty sure he'll look after us.
Yep.
The truck park at the back of the service station is full of trucks. The railway yard is full of trucks.
Right.
And now the main street's full of trucks.
Okay.
The biggest disappointment for us today probably has been from the tractor enthusiasts.
Yep.
We've had to cancel the tractor pool.
Yes.
The tractor pool, our tractor enthusiasts just love going to tractor pools. They're not really worried about the crowd.
No.
So it's disappointing for those guys. But they're all still here, or not all. There's naturally some people couldn't get here, but currently they're all here, and it's a regular crowd. We go to Ivanhoe and we go to all over the place with tractor pulls, and we'll go to another one.
Yep.
But they're still here today supporting our little community, because these events are no good without support from outside of town. You know, we've only got 800 people.
Yes, right.
To get, you know, 2,500 or 3,000 here for an event is absolutely amazing, and
we
rely heavily on that support.
Mm-hmm.
Started off with the budget that was zero.
Right.
We tried to keep our gate entry fee cheap for families. We tried to have a day that catered for the kids, the mums, as well as the truckie dads and the tractor dads.
Okay.
and we did that successfully last time.
Yes.
And some of the ladies on our committee, they want us to continue with that, and they've done a wonderful job to get our pavilion today set up with all stalls.
Fantastic.
And so we're lucky we've got the diversity within the committee with people with a different focus. They're not all tractor and truck buffs.
Okay.
Some of my wives are truck drivers, so they might be pushed a little bit, but nonetheless, it's a whole of community effort in our little town.
Yep.
But the support from outside is absolutely incredible.
Fabulous. And also, you did mention to keep it as cheap as you can, because Trangie's, we were talking earlier, Trangie's like the $5 town. You can get $5 to go into the truck and tractor show, $5 for a coffee, $5 for a schooner of beer. What more can you ask for? Because it's all sort of backed by some major supporters and sponsors, let's talk about those for a moment. Because you couldn't do it without them. You couldn't charge $5 without them.
Those of us in Trangie firmly believe that Trangie should be on the $5 note now.
Absolutely.
Though, it's in place of Golgong, but not a fat chance of that happening.
No, that's
but nonetheless, in the middle of the drought, it was essential that, you know, people didn't have very much money.
Of course.
And not only the farmers, but the people in town, their businesses were suffering badly.
Yes.
So we were very fortunate that our major sponsor, Inland Petroleum, came on board, and all our other sponsors, equally as important, have given us a couple of opportunities. One, to run the day. Two is to ensure that our little schools and tennis clubs and so on have a chance to make a few bob.
Yes.
And, of course, the ultimate aim was for us to build this Truck and Tractor Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And we're certainly going to be putting some pressure on our local members. Unfortunately, they couldn't come today. Dougal's at the Sydney show with a more important job.
Oh, okay. Yep,
and
yep.
Mark Holton got... couldn't get in this morning because of the rain. So we really were going to sow a few seeds there and put our hand out, you know, for some funding in the future to build a museum.
Sounds good.
So that we've got this ongoing legacy here in Trangie for our little businesses, and so it'll be all good.
Just before we wind this up, you did say the tractor pool wasn't going to be on because of the showground being so wet. But you do have a few events up there, don't you, today at the showground?
Yeah, there's a bull ride up there especially... Oh. Especially for you today.
Okay.
And but there's market stalls up there, and we're doing the presentation to the Truckies Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Up there at about 2 o'clock.
Okay.
So yeah, it's still going to be a
day. Still going to be a day up there.
The barbecues and all the meals and everything, and the bar, everything's operating up there today.
Okay.
And if everyone from the main street goes up there, the showground, all the dry parts of the showground will be full.
Absolutely. Mm. And I just hope they don't run out of beer up there, because I'm going to chew
that
up.
That won't happen in Trangie.
Fabulous, Rob. Thank you so much for your time chatting with us today, mate. Before we wind this up, got to play you an Aussie song. What's your favourite Australian singer or?
Favourite
Aussie song?
We all, everyone in the bush loves Slim.
Okay.
If you listen to 2WEB Bourke, which is one of the local radio stations we can get from here west.
Yes.
And Slim's a favourite with all the truckies.
Absolutely.
There's not a truckie I know that doesn't like Lights on the Hill.
Lights on the Hill. Fabulous song. Thank you so much for your time today, Rob. We're going to put that on right now, listeners. Lights on the Hill, Slim Dusty, and we'll be back with more Roaming Oz straight after that.
Straight road and the engine is deep. I can't help thinking of a good night's sleep, and the long, long roads of my life are a-calling me. These rough old hands are glued to the wheel, my eyes full of sand from the way they feel, and the lights coming over the hill are a-blinding me. It's a long, tough haul from away down south. A man's gotta find a little bread for his mouth and a home for a girl as sweet as my honey can be. So it's down through the gears, she's a starting to pull. The gauge on the tank is a showing near full, and the lights coming over the hill are a blinding me. There's rain on the road, I can feel the load start.
wait to see the post, and I haven't got a ghost of a chance. Oh no. The windscreen wipers are a beating in time. The song they sing is a part of my mind, and I can't believe it's really happening to me. Oh, but I'm over the edge and down the mountainside. I know they'll tell about the night I died in the rain when the lights on the hill were a blinded me. I can feel the load start a-shifting in a dance. Too late to see the post, and I haven't got a ghost of a chance. Oh, no. The windscreen wipers are a-beating in time. The song they sing is a part of my mind, and I can't believe it's really happening to me. Oh, but I'm over the edge and down the mountainside. I know they'll tell about the night I died in the rain when the lights on the hill were a-blinded me. In the rain when the lights on the hill were a-blinded me.
Seventh Street Caravans have now moved to a brand new location. 11 Clayton Road, Heatherbrae is where you'll find them. Whether you're looking to sell, trade or upgrade, they'll look after you. Check out their range, Silver Valley, Hurricane, Paramount, Road Trip or their flagship Option RV. They won't be beaten on price, so get yourself a knockout deal today. They're open 6 days a week. Why not give them a call on 02-4987-5288 or check out their website 7thstreetcaravans.com.au. Listeners, Phil C here on Roman Oz. If you've just joined us, our next segment is with Mr. Jeff Diaf from Checkweight. How are you going today, Jeff?
I'm really good, Phil. Having a pretty good week. And yourself?
Oh, mate, as always, life is pretty darn good for me. And I'm having a great time, and it's always great to talk to you about these fascinating subjects that we keep discussing week after week. And I'm glad you decided to become a regular on the program. I was a little bit concerned initially. I thought, you know, we'll run out of things to talk about in the first 6 weeks. Well, you know, we're up to week 10 already. We've only just scratched the surface. So got a lot to go.
We do have a lot, and every week, you know, I get, you know, different stories and different issues. So mm-hmm. I'm sure that we'll be able to keep the information coming to you.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. Now, last week we discussed weight distribution hitches, and I did say to you, what are we going to talk about next week, Jeff? And you said five reasons why asking vague questions on Facebook is just plain dumb. And okay, this is Jeff's words, okay, listeners. So don't send hate mail to me, okay? Send the questions to me for Jeff. But tell us what you mean by that, Jeff.
Look, I suppose it's one of those things that, you know, we talked a bit about Facebook groups, the advice that we sometimes get on them, and I think Facebook groups are certainly a great source of information.
Uh-huh.
However, I think one of the issues that I see on Facebook is, you know, you're asking a question, you get 100 answers, and you get five good ones.
Yep.
But it's sorting through to find out what those five good ones are.
Right.
And you're getting 95 bad ones.
Okay.
So, you know, I actually wrote a blog on this for my website one day because I think it was raining and I had a bit of spare time.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, I'm just over this asking, you know, vague, stupid questions.
Yep.
And one of the things that with Facebook groups that I suppose really gets me is somebody will ask a one-line question.
Yes.
And then people write three-page answers.
Okay.
So the person's not really asking a very good question.
Okay.
So therefore, if you don't ask good questions, you don't get good answers.
Okay.
So, yes, this is said in what I will say here is in a bit of jest, a bit of fun, but it's also got a serious side to it.
Yes. So a bit of tongue-in-cheek. Okay. So it's not necessarily dumb, but be careful of the answers that you receive and make sure that you are getting the right answer, because as you said, you get 5 good ones and 95 bad ones.
And Phil, you'd be, you're a similar age to me when computers came around.
Yes.
If you put dumb information in, you get dumb answers.
Yep.
And it's still, that's still relevant. So we'll start off with the first one. And I suppose it leads, because the question you most often see is, things like, I have a 21-foot caravan. What's the best vehicle to tow it with?
Okay.
Or, I have a 22-foot caravan. Is a Land Cruiser or a Ford Ranger the best vehicle?
Okay,
so that's where I'm coming from, these sorts of questions.
Yeah, and they're very common questions asked. Very common questions.
Oh, yeah, and I suppose it's the starting point for a lot of people.
Right.
So, that's where they start.
Uh-huh.
So, without drawing conclusions, I'm going to tell you something really important here, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Size doesn't matter.
Okay. Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Are we talking about the size of the caravan doesn't matter, or the size of the tow vehicle doesn't matter, or?
Both.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But size doesn't matter. Uh-huh. Weight does matter.
Yes. Okay.
So if you're asking, I've got a 20-foot Jayco caravan,
mm-hmm.
it's going to weigh very different to a New Age or a Kedron 20-foot.
Okay.
If I've got an 18-foot single axle, it's going to weigh different to a 18-foot dual axle.
Dual axle,
So, if you're just saying how big your caravan is, it's really not, giving a lot of information.
Yeah.
So, And the other thing people will say is, the tear weight of the caravan is this.
Yeah.
What's the best vehicle?
Okay.
Okay. So the tear weight of the caravan doesn't really matter.
It means nothing.
What's the loaded weight of the caravan?
Uh-huh. Yep.
What's the ATM?
Yep.
Or what does it actually weigh once you've
loaded it?
Yep. One of the things that, people get focused on tear, and we might have mentioned this in another program, but, once you've bought the caravan, tear doesn't really matter anymore.
No.
It's what it was,
yep.
It's really irrelevant to the weight of the vehicle or mm-hmm. the size of the vehicle that you're going to be towing.
Yes.
So, so that's the main thing: is size doesn't matter, weight does.
Yes.
So ask a bit better questions.
Okay. So I noticed you talk about tear. We did speak about this a few programs back, because we were talking about ball weights and so on and so forth. And it was like, the ball weight at tear is X. But who cares what the ball weight at tear is? Because by the time you load the caravan up, you've gone from a 220-kilogram ball weight at tear to a 300-plus at tear, which was, as we discussed, I think, not last week, the week before, puts 450 kilograms on your rear axle. So tear means really nothing, doesn't it?
Look, that information is actually quite misleading, but it is still important.
Okay.
And maybe we can do a whole show on tow ball at tear, because I had really two good ones today that I weighed.
Mm-hmm.
One had a high tow ball at tear, one had a low.
Right.
So they had very, very different results.
Okay.
So maybe we can do a whole show on that next week.
I think so. I think that'd be excellent. I think that would. But we've got to get through this one first. Now, we've discussed one. What are the other four?
Okay, number two, and this one will probably get me in the doghouse. But, if you're after good advice, then why would you ask one pretty vague, stupid question on a forum?
Okay.
And ask people who you don't know,
yes.
have less knowledge than you in a lot of circumstances.
Yes.
But don't know your circumstances.
Right.
It's like, asking a forum, whether I should have my knee replaced or not.
Okay.
I'm having a knee replacement. No one really knows or cares. They're asking, should I buy a Mac or an iPhone or a Samsung phone?
Mm-hmm.
It's completely two different things.
Yep.
So, if you don't know the circumstances,
yes.
then, you're only going to get that answer.
Okay.
So ask people who actually have a bit of information and a bit of knowledge.
Okay. Good one.
The other, number three, yes. Look, I think one of the things that I find in weighing caravans on a daily basis is everybody is different.
Right.
And I can weigh the same vehicle and the same caravan, you know, 2 days in a row, and they'll get very, very different results. And the reason I say that is, you know, in your case, you're going with your wife.
Yes.
But the next person may have three kids.
Yep.
There might be four adults going in a car.
Yes.
You know, you might be going for, I think you're going for a month,
yep.
You know, on your trip, or you might be going for 3 months.
Yes.
Other people might be only going for a weekend or a week.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we all have different circumstances. You might want to take a kayak. I might want to take push bikes.
Okay.
So everybody's circumstances are different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we even eat differently, even yep. drink differently. You yep. know, some people drink, and, you know, I've had a guy joke to me when I first, he said he used to take three cartons of beer, whether he was going for a weekend or a month.
Yes.
Now he takes a six pack and he buys it when he gets there.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Yeah, so everybody's got different circumstances.
Uh-huh.
So, and what you take and what you put in your vehicle and your caravan changes everything dramatically.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm learning that. I'm learning that. And thank goodness my wife is very frugal, because, you know, she jots everything down and she says, if we don't use this on this trip, it's not going on the next trip. And, yeah, she's thinning it down each time we go out on the road, because people do take so many things, don't they? And most of the time they got it there and they don't actually need it or use it.
I think, yeah, that's and there's some things that you may have to take every time, whether you use it or not. Things like a jack. And, you know, some safety equipment.
Yep.
But there is a lot of things, you know. I've had people say that the generator right around Australia never used it. You know, so there is a lot of things, you know, a chainsaw or things like that.
Yep.
So it really depends. If you're mostly going to caravan parks and national parks,
yep.
then a chainsaw is no use to you. You can't chop wood.
No.
You know, but if you're doing remote bush camping,
mm-hmm.
then a chainsaw might be appropriate.
Absolutely. Yeah. And a generator, because there's no power out there.
Okay.
Right. So what are we up to? We're up to number three?
Number four,
yep.
I call it the Ford versus Holden. So, you know, me growing up as a bit of a, you know, car racing fan,
mm-hmm.
you're either in the Ford camp or the Holden camp.
Right.
So now it tends to be, you know, you're in a Ford Ranger camp or a Land Cruiser camp or a Ram Coupe or,
yep.
you know, or you're a, you know, Mazda BT50 or a D-Max guy.
Okay.
So when you ask on a forum what the best vehicle is.
Yes.
If you've only ever had a Land Cruiser, then yes. your answer is going to be a Land Cruiser.
Okay.
You know, and very few people, I think there's a few out there, but very few people have driven, you know, a BT50 and a Ranger and a D-Max.
Of course.
Towing a caravan.
Yep.
So you're always going to get an answer that's skewed by those person's circumstances.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm on a few forums, and you know, if you're on a Ranger forum, they love Rangers. If you're on a D-Max forum, they love D-Maxes.
Yep.
And so you're always going to get skewed answer by asking what the best vehicle is.
Yeah. Well, I know it's the same. I know it's the same with Land Cruiser or with Toyota and Nissan. They always say that the Toyota is the recovery vehicle for the Nissan. If you're on the Toyota side. Because the Nissans are supposed to be hopeless and break down everywhere. But, I mean, if you're on that site, that's obviously what these people want to talk about, isn't it? Their own personal choices.
Absolutely. And if you've had a bad experience with a Nissan, then you're going to talk it down. Or if
yes.
you've had a bad experience with your cruiser,
yep.
you'll talk it down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So you're not really getting good objective answers.
No.
The problem, too, is that, you know, on review sites now, you don't really get a good review either, because they're all basically paid for ads as well.
So okay.
you've got to be a bit careful from that point of view.
So you think they're being paid to say it's the best and these are the reasons why, is because obviously they can't get out there and be...
revenue.
Yeah. Can't be 100% honest.
It's very, very important to websites and newspapers and magazines. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so number five, the fifth reason why, asking questions on vague questions, is plain dumb on Facebook.
And it's similar to the circumstances, but, you know, we don't know whether you want a bull bar or a winch or tools or, you know, you're carrying roof racks and a canoe or a fridge and, you know, kids, whether you're taking the wife. I mean, if you're just a single guy by himself or a single lady who's out there traveling, then your weight is going to be a little bit different.
Yep.
If you've got three kids and you're towing a bunk van, well, then your circumstances are going to be very different to a grey nomad. So I think, and I don't want to put Facebook groups down. I think there's a lot of good Facebook groups that you can get great information.
Yep.
I just think that the better question you ask, the better reply you'll get. You know, if you're saying you want to buy a vehicle, I've got a 21-foot caravan which has got an ATM of this and a payload of that, and I'm going around Australia for 12 months.
Yes.
And I want to do a lot of free camping and occasional national parks, and I steer clear of caravan parks.
Yep.
Then you'll get a lot better answers.
Of course.
Than if you just say, "What's the best vehicle to tow a 22-foot caravan?"
Yeah.
So think about your question a little bit more.
That's a fantastic idea, you know. And I do see these a lot, and I don't answer them at all because I'll see one of these vague questions, and I'll think, "How could you even ask such a stupid, dumb question?" But they're being, I guess, honest, but they're not telling us enough to make the question even worthy to be answered. And then what I see is they'll get a barrage of smart Alex who will give them all these terrible answers that makes them feel like, I wished I'd never done that. You know what I mean? So
and that just creates a problem, and they go, well, this group's not helpful.
No.
So, I mean, and when you talk about smart Alex, I quite often put a link to this post as well, my blog article. So I put my hand up there and say that sometimes I'm one of those smart Alex because, but I'm just trying to, I suppose, help people. You know, the better information you ask in the question, the better answer you'll get.
Absolutely.
Because there's a lot of knowledgeable people on these Facebook groups.
Absolutely, yes.
But you just got to make sure that you find them.
And it's
the knowledgeable people who won't answer that question.
Well, so the answer is, I guess, to the short, you know, the long and short of it is, if you do want to ask a question on a forum, try to input as much information as possible. Like you said, I've got a 21-foot Jayco Discovery. The tear weight is this. What vehicle would be best suited to pull a vehicle of a caravan of those dimensions and weight? Rather than I'm buying a 20-foot caravan, and what's the best vehicle I should tow it up with?
Exactly.
Okay.
Well put.
Fabulous. All right, Jeff. Now, I think that's it then for this particular week. Would you agree?
And I hope we don't get too much hate mail.
I hope we don't get hate mail. I mean, if you do want to answer any of these or ask any of these questions, listeners, please, look, I'm interested in all answers and all feedback. If it's negative, you're not going to hurt my feelings or Jeff. If you send me a nasty email, that's okay, because at least that means we've touched you in some way for you to want to answer or ask a question. And that's what it's really all about. So if you do want to respond to any of these episodes that Jeff and I are putting together, listeners, or if you want to ask any questions, or if you want to expand on any subjects, then the best way to do that is to send an email to info@romanoz.com.au and tell us your name. You don't have to tell us your surname. You don't have to tell us what state you're from, and ask your question. And if we can answer it, we'll do that for you.
Absolutely.
So, Jeff,
and if I can just plug our website as well, because as much as I really enjoy doing these interviews and helping people, but we've got a lot of free information, a lot of valuable information on our website we've got a lot of blog articles, and we've got a free report which explains all the acronyms, and we do have our online towing weights course, which you can subscribe to. So if you want the link to that, you can just go onto the Roman Oz website. There's a link there. If you go to our blog, if you want to read some of our blog articles, go to checkweight.com.au.
Fabulous. All right, Jeff. Now, having said all that, how do we finish up this particular afternoon with you? What song can I play for you today?
Well, lately I've seen a lot of old classic caravans being renovated.
Absolutely.
And we've weighed a few. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's interesting because they're actually quite light.
Yes.
And, you know, we don't have all the added things, you know, batteries, solar panels, all in these old classic caravans.
Yep.
And so I thought, you know, these people are living in the 70s, so why not by living in the 70s by Skyhooks?
They're living in the 70s by the Skyhooks. I've got to agree with you, Jeff. The amount of these old classic caravans I see going up and down the highway, it's become very fashionable. And, of course, they're so much cheaper. And you can tow them with your good old EH Holden if you've still got one of those and only got a 186 motor. No V8 turbo diesels needed to pull one of these little guys. So they are definitely living in the 70s, and we're going to play that for you, Jeff, by the Skyhooks. And we'll be back with more Roaming Oz straight after this. Thank you so much for your time today, Jeff.
Thanks, Phil. Travel safe, people.
My name is Phil C, and if you've just joined the program, this is Roaming Oz, and I am in southwest Queensland at the Nindengully Pub with Jamie. How are you going, Jamie?
I'm good, mate. Yourself?
Fabulous stuff, my man. I've got to tell you, thanks, first of all, for taking the time to talk with me.
Pleasure.
I know you're busy. I know you got a lot on your plate. We've just arrived and it's late in the afternoon and you've said you've got a huge crowd of people coming in and you're actually... Are you the chef here? Or?
I am a chef, yes.
You're a trained chef?
Yeah, qualified chef. Yeah.
Okay. So how many sort of people do you get through on an average night?
Can go from 20 all the way up to about 60, 80, 100 people. You never really pick it here.
Okay. All right. So, and I guess the reason for that is this pub, it's the oldest pub in Queensland,
That's right.
Is that correct?
Continuously licensed, yep. Still in its original position.
Okay, and it came out in
1864,
so, and it's in its original position?
Original position.
Have you made any changes? Because a lot of it looks pretty original.
Yeah, most of it's original. We got the veranda all redone a couple of years back, because that was starting to get a bit wobbly, I guess.
Okay.
Everything else is pretty much original, yeah.
Fabulous stuff. Well, I've got to tell you, it looks fantastic. And you've got a huge area outside. You've got this big outside area, which is great for kids and pet-friendly.
Pet-friendly, yep, in the beer garden.
Pet-friendly in the beer garden. Yeah, no, we can't have them in the restaurant. We can't have them in the pub, but I understand. But pet-friendly in the beer garden, that's great, because a lot of the nomads travel with pets now.
They do.
I mean, I've got a pet myself, and I'm parked up next to a guy who's got a dog, so... You get a lot of nomads travelling with their pets. Now, another thing is, you guys are famous for the road train burger.
Yeah, it's a big road train burger.
Tell us about this road train burger, because I understand, like, there's no one man's been able to eat it by himself,
No, not yet.
Not yet?
It's 5.5 kilos of burger, so it's a bit of a big size burger, yes.
Okay.
We've had it out for probably 10 years now. It's quite popular. Usually 4 to 6 people would eat it, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
And was that your creation, Jamie?
Or? I created it. The old man came up with the idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Put it together.
The old man came up with the idea. You put it together. 5.5 kilos, and no man has ever been able to eat it single-handed. Have you had a few tries?
We've had plenty of tries, yes.
Plenty of tries.
We had one fellow come close not long ago.
Okay.
And when we first originally bought the burger out, one fellow pretty much ate all of it, bar a bit of bread. It was a bit smaller back then too.
Okay, so you pumped it up a bit.
Yeah.
So what happens if somebody is able to do it? What do they get? Like nobody's been able to do it.
No way. Originally, we had a 5-litre keg for a winner, but I don't think they make those anymore, so we don't really... We just sort of have the burger for free and just do up a little souvenir package if they can get through it. Yeah.
Okay.
We've never had to do that yet.
So. Goodness gracious me. I've heard about this burger. I said to my other half on the way down here, you know what, I might have a crack at this burger. And she said, no, you don't, because if you don't get to eat it all, I'm going to end up paying for it.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
All right. So you got some free camping, which is a great thing. And you also have showers and toilets.
Yes.
And it's all free.
All free. It's a gold coin donation, and that all goes to RFDS, the Flying Doctors.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long have you been running the free camping and with the showers and toilets and everything?
For 20 years at least.
20 years.
Yeah, free camping's always been around. Showers sort of put back in about, say, we've always had at least 2 showers out there 20 years ago. So,
And really just the gold coin donation.
That's it. All for charity.
Come in, buy a beer and have a crack at this road train burger.
That's it.
If you think you're brave enough. So what else can I ask you? Have you got any other form of accommodation other than the free stuff? Have you got any rooms here?
We've got five rooms at the end of the pub here. That's all the oldest end of the pub as well. So we've got 3 double rooms and a couple rooms that have got single beds in them and stuff like that.
Right.
They're not got en suites, unfortunately.
Yep.
Because they all are, original old rooms. So,
original rooms, and you want to keep it original.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. We have got air conditioning in them there. So
Well, it gets pretty...
There's a bit of struggle through the summer.
Pretty darn hot. I was going to say that. It's pretty darn hot up here in Western Queensland. So you have put the ACs in there. Fabulous. Now, I understand you also give away free beer yesterday.
All tomorrow. Yeah. That's it. Never comes.
Because when I walked in, I was inquiring about the food menu, and old mate at the bar said, we also have free beer tomorrow. And I went, no, you don't mean yesterday? And he went, yeah, you're right, you got me. And I said, well, you're lucky, because I'm not going to be here tomorrow. So free beer yesterday. Who came up with that?
That
concept?
Slogan's been around for a very while, eh? Hey? Long while. That
it's
one.
A long
yeah,
while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's a funny thing. Now you're also on the banks of the Moonee River, and apparently your Moonee River's now in flood.
It is. Yeah.
So do you get a lot of rain here? How does it work? Well, we're supposed to be in sunny Queensland. Yeah. What's the go, Jamie?
It's usually pretty dry this time of year, anyway. It's not usually that much rain around, but yeah, we've had a bit of a downpour last week, and that's caused a bit of the rise in the river.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fabulous. But you still got, I got to say, you still got a lot of campers out there in your freaking, so they're not deterred.
No, they're hanging out.
They're still pushing through.
It is a nice spot. Just watch the water flow by.
So apart from this fabulous road train burger, 5.5 kilograms, nobody's been able to eat it. It feeds about 6. What else can people expect to get on the on your menu?
We've got plenty of variety of steaks. We've got pork belly. We've got Northern Territory barramundi.
Yes.
We try and get some sort of local seafood in from Sunshine Coast, like prawn, mullabar prawns and stuff like that.
Yep.
Specials vary from day to day.
Okay. And you're responsible for cooking it all, Jamie. Now, do you have somebody else here with you? Because this mighty big kitchen.
Yeah, we've got some chefs on deck.
Okay.
They've just joined the team just very recently, so getting ready for the season.
Okay. So what's the season for you guys? What is
pretty much from Easter till end of October.
And it gets really busy here.
Yeah. Just the 4 months,
And now, apart from that, you've also got some merchandise. If anybody wants to take home a bit of memorabilia from the Nindy Gully pub, what sort of merch have you got out there for them to have a look at or buy?
Plenty of tees, stubby coolers, stickers, caps.
Yes.
During the wintertime, we've got hoodies in stock, beanies. Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, I'm going to have a look at that straight after I grab myself something to eat. And I'm going to get a cold beer. Pity I wasn't here yesterday. That's the thing. And we're going to wrap this up, my friend. Now, Jamie, I've got to play an Aussie song, my friend. Now, what is your favourite Aussie band? Any genre. You're a nice-looking young fella. I can play you a Slim or a Chad Morgan song if you really want, but what's your music taste?
Oh, we'll go with the Angels, mate.
The Angels?
Yeah.
Mate, they're still rocking, you know. They are rocking like you wouldn't believe. Favourite Angel song?
Have I ever seen that face again, I guess?
Am I ever going to see your face?
That's it.
That's the one. Am I ever going to see your face again? Well, I think I will, because you know what? You're going to be cooking me that train burger a bit later on, okay?
Good luck with that, mate.
Good on you, my mate. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat. Stick around, listeners. We're going to be back with more Roman Oz straight after Am I Ever Going to See Your Face Again?
Stop the man.
Hope you enjoyed the show, listeners.
If you missed any, check out our Facebook page, Spotify, or RomanOz.com.au.
Tune in next week for more
Roman Oz.